Blog Talk Radio. This is Bonnie Albert on air with my famous co-host, Susan Z. I know you're out there, Susan Z, and you just are chomping at the bit to get in here. But just let me introduce both you and I and who's going to be here this week, because I am so excited about our show and our shows for this coming week. So, hi, Susan.
Hi. At least you don't use the word infamous.
No, I'm
my infamous co-host.
My partner in metaphysical crime. I mean fun.
Fun. Metaphysical fun.
I know, metaphysical fun. I'm sorry, girlfriend. But anyway, and we do have fun, and we love everybody. We have great people in chat, and I thank everybody who's in chat for being there and all our callers and listeners. But let me tell you a little about the show, who's going to be here this week. And, of course, because I'm Aries in the first, really not, about me, and then, of course, about my famous co-host, Susan Z. And I really mean co-host Susan Z, because without Susan, this show wouldn't be Bonnie and Susan. So I always say I'm talking
about myself. It would be Lucy and Ethel.
No, you want it to be Susan and Bonnie, but I'm going to tell you, girlfriend, it's Bonnie and Susan, but Susan and Bonnie's fine too. So, yeah, you're right. It would be Lucy and Ethel. But
Lucy and Ethel.
Lucy and Ethel. I'm Bonnie Albers. I am, and here we go with all the long initials. I'm Bonnie Albers. Again, I'm an RN, an LNC. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I am a coach. I am a counselor. My specialty, and I have many, is relationships, love, romance, and sexual issues. But my real love and what I do on the air and what I always mix is I'm a spirit medium. Ah! I love that word. I can't help it. When I say spirit medium, I want to fly. And you can reach me. I hear you, girlfriend. But and you can reach
me. I'm expecting you to get a tattoo at any moment. I am a spirit medium, so maybe on your buttock or something.
Well, honey, guess what? We're going to get dual tattoos, remember? So I just want to tell you where to get a hold of me. And you can get a hold of me at balbers714@aol.com. I do readings. I am a counselor. In fact, I walk both worlds. Both Susan and I do. We walk on the metaphysical side. We also walk on the earth plane. Of course, I love walking on that metaphysical side. Susan has to kind of pull me back to the earth plane, but we do have both legs on each part, one the physical part, one the spiritual part. So, again, we both are available for readings. But if you're going to get a hold of me and Susan, I do counseling, I do readings, and what I really do is spirit. So, and also, please Facebook me. I love Facebook. Please either friend me, leave me a message. Tell me how you like the show. You can go to Bonnie Albers. Bonnie Mosenter Albers is my Facebook name. Bonnie Albers On Air is our group name. So please leave us a message. I try to get back to everybody. Also, if you can't get through, leave me your name and why, you know, you need to get through. Like if you want your Akashic record open and you've been trying to get on, please leave me your name and your number, and I will tell you when I can take you. We try to get everybody on the same day, but I've heard from several people they couldn't get in, and we have then gotten them in. So please, if you're really trying to get on the show and you really haven't been able to, send me a Facebook message. Also, let me tell you about our guest coming up. Susan and I have today's show. We are also waiting for an angel reader. Her name is Greta Lelick. I am hoping she comes today. We haven't heard from her. She would come the last half an hour of the show, and we're excited to have her. Tomorrow, it is Susan and I, Bonnie and Susan on air. Wednesday, famous astrologer Ron Cole and our Atlantean life card reader, Shelley Coulter, who I adore and love. She's got the cutest and bubbliest smile, and I adore Kelly. Stay, everyone. Oh, Susan, I'm going to go. I can't wait. We have Neil Baker.
Calm down, Bonnie. Calm down.
He is, I know, I'm so excited. He is a numerologist. Yay! I love numbers. I see numbers and sequences, and I know what they mean, but we're bringing them to you. So he's going to be taking callers. Of course, all our guests take callers. So please be here Thursday. Susan and I will have Neil Baker on with his assistant, Kristen. They are going to be taking calls live. They're going to be telling you what he does, and that's so cool to me. Thursdays is our day that we showcase other venues of metaphysical. So, Susan, now that you've been waiting and waiting so patiently, because I know the next word is about your, no, my book, I'm going to introduce my co-host, Susan Z. Go for it, girlfriend.
Thank you, Bonnie. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
It's so much energy there. Hello. I want to say hello to all our listeners. And, yes, I am Bonnie's cohort in metaphysical fun. We always try to make it fun and all the interesting things that you learn about metaphysics and spiritual information. You know, we try to take that, you know, ho-hum out of it and put a little laughter into it, and that's kind of what the show is about. I am Susan Z. Rich, and
Say about the ho-hum. Yeah, we do take that ho-hum out, but what we have is much more ho-hum diddly-dum. So, yeah, we take the ho-hum out, but all of a sudden I'm hearing, hey, diddle-diddle, the cat and the fiddle, okay? So we do take that.
I'm not owning up to the dumb. You're the one that's blonde, honey. So I'm not going there. So, okay. I'm a third-generation Akashic medium. And that means that I can interpret one's soul journey. I have 18 years experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant. Well, I'm also a life coach, holistic therapist, an emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I'm the author of the published book.
Oh, my God.
My book, Bonnie. The
no,
next
my
kid,
book.
I promise I'll put your name in it. It's Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, which is available on Amazon.com. I wrote the book to clearly show us how our higher self assists us in our life chapters through divine life coaching. You can read more about me from my website.
Book.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. You can read more about me from my website, which is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WHITEWINGS.com. And you can also contact me for Akashic Soul Readings by email, Skype, and phone on my email address, szrich@aol.com.
Well, my goodness gracious, Susan. Thank goodness, because like I said, if we had to write a card between the two of us, I think it would be like 4 feet long. But anyway, we love our listeners. We love our guests. We love everybody in chat. And today's show, you can really call and ask us anything, but we are really, really involved and want to talk to you about your Akashic records and with spirit communication. Susan is the expert in Akashic record opens. She opens your Akashic records, and I crawl right on in or fly on top, and I get the spirit communication going.
Bonnie's the one that parties with the spirits.
Oh, yes, I love it. I mean, come on in. When I came in my room, those spirits were waiting. So I can tell you that it's such a fascinating field. It encompasses everything from and I'm going to let Susan explain it because, you know, I always try to talk for her only because I get so excited about what she does and what I do that I can't help it. So I'm going to just pour it out, and then you can take it from there, Susan. But I just get so excited because Akashic Records are just – it's your journey here. It's your journey here and why you're here. Okay? And so much goes into that because just think about it. If you knew why you were here – you might feel better about the path that you're on, about saying, yeah, that's the path I'm headed for, or, hey, I was so old, but now that I know, it's such a great feeling to know, and Susan can open that for you. Of course, I'm going to find your dead ancestors. So, Susan, I would like you to tell them just a little bit about what you do.
Well, when we talk about the Akashic Records and Akashic, Akashic, potatoes, potatoes, we've been through that before.
But you know, it's really a K versus but that's okay. I'll acquiesce. Go ahead.
Okay. And one of the things that when all the years of counseling, and I did almost 20 years of counseling, therapy and life coaching and emotional addiction counseling, and one of the things that came up, especially when people were in a really kind of lost, depressive, energetic frame of mind, is that, you know, I mean, what's the purpose? I mean, what am I here for? I mean, what am I supposed to be accomplishing? I'm trying my best. You know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but you know, it's just you know, like, what's it all about, Alfie? You know, remember that movie? That movie?
Oh,
that shows my age, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh my goodness! So, then I saw the doll Alfie coming. You know, he's that alien. Remember the alien puppet Alfie? Oh my goodness! You're giving me nightmares here. Okay, go ahead. No, I like Alfie actually.
because you don't want to get past 15. Well, I tell you, if you don't want to be past 15. It's like, remember what we were talking about before we went on air? It's like anybody saw the halftime show with Bruno Mars, that little hot ticket. Oh, my God. You need to watch his video called Gorilla. If you ever want your fire stoked, watch that, because he is one little
goodness.
Hot ticket.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I had never thought I'd hear you say that, girlfriend, because you know who I'm looking at. I'm looking at the Red Hot Chili Peppers with those tattoos.
I know.
Really
I know.
Heavy
so,
rock, you know. I suppose, here we go.
And I suppose that makes us now officially cougars, okay?
Oh, don't say that. No, I never got past 15. I am not a cougar. Don't you dare call me a cougar, because I'm only in the second I'm in the second soul window. For all of you that don't know the soul windows, we've talked about them so much. I have to say this because it's going to be my book sometime. But this is Susan's book. It bridges the gap between both worlds. And if you haven't read it, because we talk about soul windows, please, it's really inexpensive. It is probably the best tool you're going to use, even when you get to your last soul window in your 90s, and in your first soul window if you have kids. So I am so excited about this book. We haven't talked about it for a while, although we've said by the book. But, you know, I don't read a whole lot. Well, I used to. Now I can't. And, again, I have the attention span of a flea. But I have read this book 3 times and actually used it in a lecture. So, Susan, now that I've said that, okay, I'm in the second soul window. Anybody that buys that book will know where I am. So go ahead, Susan.
Yes, I think they already do, Bonnie. So, anyway, when you're looking at your Akashic soul record, basically what it is that before we incarnate into this experience of life, okay, which is a gift. It is not it's not a school, it's a gift. The soul really wants to have these experiences. And before the life is chosen, you write a script of what it is that you want to experience. And some of it has to do with emotional imprints that you carry from one life to the next that has to be resolved, or a brand new experience. Or sometimes you will decide to write a life that is specifically in support of someone else in your soul family. It's very... we can't even begin to understand the whole concept of what the soul is trying to accomplish. That's why I never make a comment on someone said, well, they had such a wasted life, you know, or they threw their life away, you know, and it's such a sad situation. Because we really don't know the big picture and what the soul has agreed to. So when you, and the other thing that
I
always say, yeah, I mean, it's like we don't.
I love that.
You know, it's one of the best thing to do is to stay out of judgment of what you think is going on in someone else's life. And as Bonnie and I had discussed in a certain situation in the last couple of days, is that when you see someone going through a particularly hard time and they don't seem to be dealing with it in strength, the worst thing that you can do is to see them in weakness, because you're looking at a soul who is extremely powerful, wrote this life for themselves, and they have a connection with the divine source that they can do anything. And you do them no favors by looking at them like that they are incapable of changing things on their own. And so if you take that approach and try to be a spiritual cheerleader for all of those, your soul family around you, and that includes friends, partners, co-workers, they're all part of your soul, your play, your soul family.
You know what, Susan? Because I have to interrupt. Well, two things I want to tell you. One is I don't understand why I wrote that I was supposed to be Lady Gaga, and I didn't come in as Lady Gaga. But I always think I am anyway, and I don't even have a voice. But, okay, the next life, I am going to write Lady Gaga, and I'm too much of a rocker. But the thing is that I did want to say to everybody is I was even told, there was a book written a long time ago. I think it was about the five people you meet in heaven. And it was interesting because when I did read that book, and it was really interesting because what the universe said in that book, and that reminds me of what you said, Susan, is that even the person on the street that might be sitting there that you overlook, you wrote that in your life experience plan. And that's to remind you possibly that, one, you don't want to be homeless, or two, that, when you look in disgust at someone, you've written them in your book. Instead of looking at them with disgust, look at them and smile, because you put them there to show you what maybe you don't want to do or be. Or that smile might lift them, and they wrote you in there to do that for them. So that always touched me, because everybody that you come in contact with in this lifetime, you have written in. I mean, that's what I believe. So.
Oh, absolutely. And we were also talking about that we've had a lot of feedback from some of the people that have called in to have their Akashic soul records open.
Akashic.
And the in Akashic. And
Akashic.
Do I hear an echo somewhere here?
No.
That the information that was given to them had such a profound effect on their life, and they made choices to use that information to understand their life journey better. And so, we really don't know what effect we have on people, but know one thing, that there are no accidents. There's nothing, no one comes into your life. You come in contact with no one that you have not written into your soul journey. And when someone asked me to open their Akashic soul record,
okay, sure.
the one thing, if I wasn't remote, I would just come over there and I would just smack you.
And I would give you a big kiss on your head. And
I know. It's like I could
go ahead. But you know what? I've got to take a caller. So, sister, do you think you can wrap this up? Because we are going to take a caller.
I know. Let me finish this and then you can take that first caller. Okay? Because I'm going to have to say this anyway with the first call.
Yes, right.
So when someone asked me, it's like, well, would you open my Akashic records and tell me, what it says? There, one thing that everyone should be aware of in regards to what anybody says is that no one can open your record for you. That is, you have the lock and key to that. And what you do is that you give me permission through the questions that I ask you. It's kind of like an energetic combination that your soul understands. And basically what you do is that you open your book and then give me permission to read it. So there's
careful about giving her permission here, because you know you never know, because I'm going to be crawling right in there with her. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, I had to do it though.
I just got to call it the way I see it, you know. And it's like I don't own it, and you know, like we always say, it's like when people hear things that it's like that they don't like what we say, or maybe sometimes it's emotional for them. We're just passing the word along. We're completely unattached to the information that flows through us. And that's real important for all our listeners to understand.
Absolutely. And one other thing before I take the caller, because I can see the board going beep, beep, beep. But this is what I want to tell you all. When I hear spirit, it's the same thing as Susan's saying. I'll give you an example. There was somebody who called, and I kept the spirit was giving me a baseball cap. I keep using this as an example because I did the same thing with another medium years ago. So I understand, and now I want to explain it to you. When I get a symbol, it's your symbol. It's not my symbol, but the spirit will send me something. And so I said to this lady, I said, it's your father, and he's handing me a baseball cap. Do you know the gentleman? I mean, I'm assuming it's you. She goes, oh, no, we don't have a baseball cap. I said, he's handing me this baseball cap, and he won't stop. No, we don't have a baseball cap. And I said, but, you know, he's hitting me now on the head with this baseball cap, and I know it's for you because you're on the phone. So can you please just write it down and then, you know, look at it, and maybe in a week or two you'll get it. And she goes, well, we do have a lot of baseball caps around the house, just as, you know, because we have a lot of baseball caps that are on shelf. And I'm like, bingo, times those. And I did the same thing. So sometimes when I give a reading from spirit, it's actually spirit giving me that reading, I can't own that either. So please just write it down if you don't understand it, because it will come to you, because spirit really tries to get through. And they really try to give you the messages. So, and it isn't, they just
because sometimes we
don't
understand it. How many times, you know, we get messages and we go, what the heck is this? Yeah, and it's
very many times.
As
long as it's clean, and they don't show me dirty, I'm okay. But no, I actually like the other two, but, you know, they don't do that very often. So I'm going to take the first caller if you're done, Susan. Are you done explaining how they work, or did you still need some time here?
Now, I'm done if you're done, Bonnie.
Well, you know I'm never done, girlfriend, but I am going to take the first caller. So I am going to take 225-9001. 225-9001, you're on. Hi.
Hi, my name's Jeff. How are you doing?
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm going to introduce you to Susan. Jeff.
Yes,
Jeff. Am I correct, Jeff?
I'm in the chat room.
Is it Jeff or Jack?
Jeff. G-E-O-F-F, Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, okay.
Hi, Jeff.
I'm interested in my Akashic Record book, yes, please.
Okay, Susan, this one's for you, babe. Maybe he's for both of us.
You always throw them my way, and then it's like I gather a crowd here and have to pitch it right back to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff. I'm assuming that you would you want to open your Akashic Soul Record and find out what information that that comes up from that.
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I want to ask you is that so I can understand what soul window you're in, so I'm going to need to know how old you are.
I'm 67.
Okay. Basically, you are pretty much, you've got about another year left out of cry and return. You've been in this for about 12 years, okay? And what I'm hearing is that you've had some interesting dismantling, but you've also had some pretty, this is interesting, rude awakenings. That's the word
yes.
that they're using. Yeah, it's like, mostly I would say awakenings or enlightenments and everything, but they're using the word rude awakenings. So what that tells me is that there during this portion of like 12 years or so, things that you thought were the truth or things that you felt were absolute turned out to be like not so, and it had a tremendous effect on your identity. It feels like that you went through a little bit of a spiritual identity crisis for a while of, am I doing the right thing? Am I hearing the right things? Am I accomplishing to be doing? But now that you're at the tail end of this, you still have a little bit of that left, but it also feels like what you couldn't figure out, what was either too painful or too painful or inconsequential is like you just kind of left behind and said, I've done the best that I could, and it's like if I'm not going to get it, then I'm not going to get it. Okay, does that make sense to you what I've said?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so may I ask you what it is that you do for a living or you have done for a living?
My actual job when I was working, I'm retired now, but I used to be a quality manager, quality assurance.
Used to be what?
Quality assurance.
Quality assurance, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, it's what I have down
here. Yeah, and you did that for like ever?
Oh, no, before that I was in electronics.
In electronics? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So my next question, I'm going to ask you the next question, but I have this thing rolling on the end of my tongue, is that when did you become interested in the occult and metaphysics and everything that goes along with it?
I learned Reiki, Seishin, I think I was about 47, 48 when I first started out on this path. I was
okay.
a late starter.
So, okay, yeah. So basically what we're talking is right before you hit Cryon Return, which would have been just at the beginning is when that awakening happened. And because the Cryon Return starts usually like 47, 48, 49, somewhere around there. And you do realize that you have wizard energy, right?
Yes.
Okay. just saying.
Yeah, well, you know what? He took it from me then because, I need it back. Thank you.
Oh, Morgana, be quiet.
I think I found my match. I mean, hey, do you want to do some magic together? But no, go ahead, Susan.
Yeah. Yes. So, this is like serious wizard energy. I think for a few years, it almost became an obsession with you of, and why is it that I see sparks coming from your fingertips? Do you have trouble with electronics and lights?
I haven't been known to affect them occasionally.
Yeah, like blowing light bulbs out and
yeah,
things like that.
Weird things happen, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, well, that's not going to go away. That's pretty much going to be a given. So the last question that I want to ask you is that what would you consider your gifts to be and the things that you like the most about yourself?
I like to think that I'm a healer. I work with the Reiki Seishin. I've been doing that for many years. I can read as well, but I don't consider myself to be a reader. I consider myself to be a healer.
Oh, that's the sparks that I'm seeing from your fingers. That's what it is. Yeah, okay, yeah. If you're a Reiki master. Oh, yeah, okay. And what you like about it, what is it that you like about yourself the most? Now you're giving your gifts.
Well, I guess the fact that I've learned over the years to not lose my temper, to be very calm and try and talk things through with people, and I think that has helped me tremendously. And it's a fact that I like about myself, that I can talk to virtually anybody and, you know, and make them understand where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm. That when you were younger, that was quite a bit of a problem for you, right? Short fused.
When I was younger, I tended to resort to physical violence. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well.
Okay. Okay. All right. So here's kind of what I saw when your book opened. There was a little resistance about to show the page. You gave me permission. There's no question about that. But there's was a little resistance in terms of actually revealing the pages. And the reason why is that okay. So how do I say this? You have a lot of blood
just
on your hands. Well, I just did. Okay. You have a lot of blood on your hands from past lives, okay? In terms of how can I say? And now, don't get
me
wrong.
Do you want me to explain it?
No, let me finish this, darling, because I need to get this out, okay? So I can explain what the blood in the hands that I'm seeing. Because when I saw, it's like I saw all the this beautiful light, healing energy. And angelic energy, wizard energy. I mean, everything that is about creating a better life. Okay, and that's what you decided that you were going to do, to make right. But underneath that, they're showing me bloody hands. Okay, now one would think, oh, okay, it's because you were a murderer or whatever, and which you have been. But a lot of this, yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, you have been. You know, I mean, it's like it's that that wizard energy that you have. You used it in the black arts. Okay, and which like finger at and saying, you know, there's your witch, there's your, there's the murderer. I see, you know, like that, and you know whether you were right or not, you know, you eliminated your enemies very quickly. Okay, but what also has to do with that, and that's that temper that we're talking about. Okay, but it also has to do with a life where you tried to make it right, okay? And I see you in a battlefield, okay? Where you were trying like a battle surgeon or a battle healer of trying to put bandages and pray and give comfort. So you know a lot of this has to do with like blood on your hands, okay? And what you're trying to do in this life is to bring that heaviness of that. And that's where that you feel that violence, you know, when you say physical violence, okay, that's what's left over is the damage that you do with your hands, okay, blood on your hands, all right. But what you've done is that you also remembered and awakened that you have been a healer for many, many, many ages. And somewhere along the line, you just got really pissed off about how things were unfolding for your kind, okay? It's like, and when I mean your kind, I mean healers, magicians, mystics, and you took a revolutionary violent path in order to defend yourself or make it right, which made it worse, okay? But there was a sense of justice there. So in this life, a lifetime right here, it's interesting that you went into electronics and everything, because everything's about spark with you, you know, making spark, working with the electrical energy, like what Reiki energy is spark, wizard energy is spark, electronics is spark. And so, you know, you're still carrying a lot of that, a lot of that wizard energy. Your healing abilities have to do entirely with your hands, okay? Because that's the balance that you're trying to bring. You're kind of a late bloomer, and you created it that way. So that none of the residue of the violence from your hands would be transported to the healing energy that you're doing. But you have an amazing gift. And the interesting thing about it is that it's kind of random, meaning that sometimes the wizard comes out and you do things that you go, holy crap. I mean, what the heck is happening here? You know, and then other times,
kind of like me.
Yes, like kind of like you. Yes.
Yeah.
And then there's other times when you kind of feel like, you know, I don't know if I helped or not. Does any of this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay.
I've had some tremendously exciting things happen to me in the healing. But it absolutely blown my mind. You know, it's just amazing what spirit can get you to do.
Yes, and I have several here.
Oh, yeah. Bonnie is like,
hello.
Bonnie, she's got a full house over there. So I'm going to ask you right before I hand it over to her party, is that is there any questions that you have for me in terms of any information that I've given you?
Do you only look at the past, or can you sort of look into the future there? So I feel this year is going to be very important to me, and I just don't really know why yet.
Healing. Give me a moment.
I know it's going to be healing.
I believe that why it's very important to you is that because it has something to do with you physiologically, okay?
Okay.
Not necessarily in terms of your healing gift for others, but something that you've been trying to do physically. I think that you're going to see a change in path, a change in course, almost a confirmation for you of like, yes, you do have the gift.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm not done with you yet, Jeff, so I am so sorry, but you have to listen to me now.
Oh, no, you're not going to escape. Oh, no.
Oh, no, you cannot escape my Morgana energy, which, you know, I say jokingly, but I do have wizard energy, too. So I'm so excited to meet you, Jeff, and we can make beautiful music together or beautiful magic together, actually. And I'm only white, so you got to realize that, you know, maybe no white, that's it. And I've never been a black witch, so, honey, you just met Glinda. No. Anyway, what I do want to tell you.
Got Morgana energy.
I know, but I learned my lesson. So Morgana is now a white witch.
Bonnie.
Yes.
My wife, who passed away 2 years ago, her name was Glinda, and she was a witch.
Oh, well, maybe that's why it came to my lips.
Picked you up.
And best, I know. See that? I mean, spirit works. And again, Glinda, I mean, where did I get that from? So the thing is that, yeah, I've got the Morgana energy, and I'm sorry about your wife. You know where she is. But, you know, it's always a mixed bag with me saying I'm sorry because, like, spirit shows me it's their birthday, their death day here. So I'm like, even though I've had ones that passed in spirit and I still can't get over them and I still think about them and I miss them in their body, you know, I know when I say I'm sorry, I know, and I hated when people used to say to me they're in a better place, but, you know, instead of saying that, I always just say they go home. So I feel for you. I understand. In fact, I have written down here that you're very, this is what your mom, is your mom passed?
Yes.
I'm assuming your mother or grandmother, yes, and your father. Okay,
yes.
Your father passed. Okay, I have both of them here and probably everybody else here too. But the end, that what was funny is when Susan opened your Akashic records, I thought God that you were doing surgery on a lot of soldiers, but you were really, it was penitent, and you knew it. For some reason, you knew it, and you just were very skilled at doing it. You did it precisely. You did it precisionally. You saved a lot of lives, but it was just like a mechanical thing for you. It was just something you had to do to make up for other lifetimes. Also, I was, you know, your mom here, this is what I'll read it from the beginning. Your family, it says that they were, you're very proper, or you were very proper. You have lots of family issues that you never really did for yourself. You kind of, you know, were there for your family. And your mom is handing me, I don't, again, it's a dish, and when I look inside it, she said it's porridge. And I'm not sure why you're eating porridge or if she's showing me porridge because she made it, but the porridge thing is coming through, and I can see the smoke coming up from it, and I want to see the three bears, but I don't. I only see your mom. And then she says that you had a very rigid at home, and I don't quite know what that means, but she said it wasn't really easy. It wasn't a real loose kind of environment. And she said your father didn't really understand you, but here's your mom coming through going, but I did. I love those women. I did. Okay. But she's saying that she has the gift and because I do auto writing, sometimes I can't read my own handwriting. And you had seen things you shouldn't have is what your mom said. That she said you've seen things that you really shouldn't have. And I can't really elaborate on that. She's just shaking her head, saying there are things that you saw in your life that really you shouldn't have. And then she's showing me a rocking horse, like a rocking horse. I'm going to say looks wooden, but maybe it's got like material, like a horse on it. I don't know. But she's showing me this rocking horse, and she said that you loved this toy. So I don't know if you had a rocking horse or you were on a rocking horse or you had a horse. I don't know. So she's showing
me
that.
Yes, she did.
And your mom. Yeah,
we did.
Can you describe the rocking horse? Because I can see it.
It was about 2 or 3 foot high. It was a fairly big one, like a 3 or 4 year old kid could sit on it quite comfortably and rock backwards and forwards on it.
Yeah, but she said you loved that rocking horse. And your mom said, she said she would have loved to be on a broomstick, which was your grandmother that was on the broomstick, is what she told me. And she said that your father lost his temper. It was your father who lost his temper. And he asked, and she said, and I'm sure this is your mom, is your grandmother, your mother, they said that you asked penitence for your services, meaning that, you know, penitence, like, I don't know what a penitence is. It doesn't mean, it means like pittance, that's it, pittance for your services. And they say that you devalue your services. They wish you wouldn't do that. So I don't know what they're seeing. But
I teach Reiki session for a very small amount of money. I'm not like these people that charge lots of money. I don't do that.
Okay, well, you know what? That's for you and your mother to think about, because I know what she said to me.
That's always a touchy subject with light workers as to how do you put a monetary value on what it is that you do?
Oh, I could, sweetheart. I think $58 million is where I come from, because if I told you that one guy that does the radio, what is his name again, Howard Stern? I think he was on TV. He made $56 million a year, and I would like some. But, okay, let me go back to the reading here. They also said he took great care I told you that. You took great care of a lot of soldiers, but you were very skilled, and you really didn't think about what you were doing. I also hear from your mom that you're very bored about this life and that you want that spark and that sack, because at the spark contact. And I don't know if it's because your wife left or because, you just you don't know which way to turn. But what she's saying is that you're really not satisfied. You go through the motions. You're really good at what you do. But the satisfaction is not quite there for you. Yeah. And that's
what you're
they're on top of me. Okay. Stand by. they're all smiling, and they're all, oh my goodness, your family, they are really like very proper. I mean, there's some families that just smack me on the back, but they're standing really straight up, like very line straight and smiling. So I am going to, before I let them go, I'm going to thank them and tell them they're sending me hearts for you. They're sending me hearts and hearts and hearts. And what that means to me is no matter what you thought in this life, they love you. They were here for you. They came for you. And they'll always be for you, even though you might not have understood what they were doing. So
yep.
Your dad is saying
they doing to you over there?
I know. It's like they're throwing these hearts at me. I'm like, okay. Well, your father is saying that he knows that you had a tough time. He understands your feelings. He didn't. So please take them. They're all stepping back, and I want you to just let them go. So give me a second.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. And I hope that you understood, and I hope that I've helped you, and I hope you, saw a little bit of your family, because they were here.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a fabulous day, Jeff, and I hope both Susan and I have walked you through some of what you need to know while you're here.
Yes,
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jeff.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you, some families, this was so cute. They were just standing straight up. I love that. They're very, I want to say to myself,
You mean they have good posture?
Yes. They were, really trim and proper and, thanking me for bringing these messages to their son. I'm like, yes, oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. I've got to get to the next one, or I'm just going to be basking in the sun right here. So, okay, Susan, we have the next one is 84, is your 814, is your area code, and 6181 is your number. Hi, this is Bonnie. Hi.
Hello, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy. Hi, how can we help you today, Amy?
Well, I'd like Susan to open up my Akashic records.
No, Akashic.
Akashic.
Oh, don't let her
Don't
let her bully
Thank you. Thank you, Amy. I love you, Amy. Thank you, girlfriend. Okay, go ahead, Susan.
Okay. Amy, the first thing that I want to ask you in order to know what soul window you're in is how old you are.
42.
42. Okay. Well, what that tells me is that you are in the soul window where you're kind of reevaluating young girl options, and you are feeling your mortality. realizing that first acceptance that you're not going to be young forever.
I don't think so. I think she should be in my second soul window. Then she could be, I'm young forever. I'm in the second soul window. Oh, okay.
Bonnie's determined that somehow she's going to remember her Morgana days, and she's going to brew up some kind of potion that she's going to look 15 again. So,
hey,
I'm all for
her.
I'm all for her.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Amy. Go ahead.
So that's a soul window that you're in, and it's like it's the first acceptance of that. All of a sudden, we realize that we're not part of the youth movement anymore, and we want to make decisions on like adult, grown-up decisions. It's this starts probably probably maybe 37, 38. And you're kind of at the tail end. You've got maybe about two or three more years. And it's that feeling of that the wisdom of being a woman, but yet still holding on to young girl dreams and young girl ideas. And that's the soul window that you're in right now. The second question that I'd like to ask you is, what do you do for a career?
I work for state government, and I do accounting work.
Say that again.
I work for state government right now, and I do accounting.
You're in accounting?
Yes, and I work for state government.
Okay, and how long have you been doing that?
14 years for the state government.
Okay, and what did you do before?
I did accounting and I worked in private industry.
Okay, so you've been an accountant?
Yes.
Pretty much, okay. And what would you consider your gifts and the things that you like about yourself?
I would say loyalty, dedication, a people pleaser. I like to work. I'm trying to get to the point where I'd like to work more with people and get to the next stage, being more of a management type level.
Mhm. Mhm. Okay. And what do you consider your gifts?
That's a hard one for me because I'm more humble than I like to please other people more than
people pleaser.
Yeah,
that's what I had down. Okay. I hear from her great-grandmother, yeah.
Yeah, okay. The first thing that when your book opened up, it's like there was this, how can I say, kind of like a wispy, hesitant kind of smoke screen. All right, and then underneath that smoke screen, okay, there was actually what it looked like was a bed of nails, okay? So this is going to be an interesting interpretation for you. One of the things that I hear about you and your life journey is this is about keeping you quiet, okay, keeping the lid on, and learning for you to have a voice, okay. This smoke screen that I'm seeing here is that you have a great fear of offending, okay, and that's where the people pleaser is coming from. And you wrote this life because of kind of like, and I don't like to use the word of, you know, clearing out karma, okay, but it's like keeping you quiet, under wraps, focused, small boundaries, because this is the life that you chose to be an observer versus of a forefront leader. And part of your gift about when you say loyalty and dedication, it is part of those, it's part of those gifts. Now, what I am going to say, when you say you're humble, you're a people pleaser, that's getting ready to change, all right? When you hit your 50th year, there's going to be, want to be an explosion about being with people again. You've been, chose being an accountant so that you could kind of be a part of it, but yet isolate yourself from people. And the reason that you chose this is why I see the nails, the bed of nails underneath there, okay, is that for whatever your past life is that you were in a lot of power that was kind of destructive, okay? I believe that and it's interesting because what I'm seeing here is that you were in a situation where you're looking at books, okay, and these books represent people. This one lives, this one dies. This one lives, this one dies. This one lives, this one dies. That kind of accounting, okay? And I'm not really sure. It's almost like it feels like that it was in Roman times of where literally you were like maybe like a tax collector or and whatever your decision made the decision as to whether a person was going to make it or not, all right? And this, you know, when Peter, who was the tax collector in the Bible,
yes.
It's like this is your kind, this is your life of trying to make amends for that, all right? And so you went into a comfortable career of accounting, which is what, you know, these books represent, except that it doesn't have anything to do with life or death situations, all right? Your loyalty and your dedication is that in this lifetime you have a great honor for humanity, because when you passed, you realized how casually, you know, you were about life. This one lives, this one dies. This one eats, this one doesn't, kind of thing. And there's a few of these lives that I can't, but I'm picking up this particular one. It's almost like who would go, like in the Roman Colosseum, who would be fed to the lions and who would escape? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was that kind of intense. The people-pleasing thing is that it's almost like that you put an imprint of humbleness so that you would not have that kind of strength of communication that would cause that destruction. Now, having said all of that, once you start hitting your 50th year, all of these all of these fail safes that you put in terms of you know, keeping you quiet, keeping you you know, don't make waves, always be nice, loyalty, dedication, steady on, they're going to start lifting from you. And you're going to get a sense of wanting to interact with people on a human, on a compassionate humanity level. And you have when I asked you, you said that in one of your gifts was being humble. Okay, that little humble thing right here that little chip that you put in there, that was so that you would never allow yourself to be put in that kind of power again. All right,
right.
But what your gifts are, okay, is that this people pleaser thing, is that you are empathic, okay? You use it to your advantage, is that you actually feel what people are feeling around you and feel towards you, and you stay one step ahead of the game because of that. You understand what I said?
Yes.
Pardon me?
Hey, Susan?
Yes, I do.
Hey, yeah, Susan, girlfriend.
Huh?
Hi, everyone. I just want to tell, before we continue, I know that I have Greta Lelig in the house, and she is our angel card reader.
Yes.
Greta's in the house. So I just want Greta to know that I am not picking you up. Yeah, I'm not picking you up until we're done. So don't think I don't see you, girlfriend. Okay, because I have a whole half page here. And please, I mean, I know sometimes it's tough when I bring a guest on and we can never gauge when to take somebody and not take somebody. But, you know, we are going to finish with you. So go ahead, Susan, if you still have something.
Well, I'm done. I just wanted to know if you understood everything that I said.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay.
I'm not done.
I know you're not done, but you're never done, Bonnie. But let's let her get a word in edgewise before we shift her over to you, okay? Do you have any questions?
When you say, do you see me always just staying in this role of just doing what I'm doing? You don't ever see me taking, like, a leadership role?
Taking what?
Leadership role. Yeah. Do you see me just being stuck where I'm at?
What she's saying, Susan, is, darling, sweetheart, she's saying that. Do you see her stuck? Which I don't believe she is stuck. Because I don't believe that when you write it, it's not a stuck thing. But I know what she's saying in this earth. But do you see her in another role? Because she thinks she's stuck in this role.
No, you're not stuck. You're finishing out an energetic contract, okay?
Yes.
That's why I said when you hit your 50th year, which should be about 49, okay, it's like shaking off the shackles, all right? All of a sudden, it's going to hit you that you're going to want to be free, okay? You may still stay in accounting or whatever, but your personal life may take on a whole different look. You're going to get braver about what it is that you want to get involved with. You're going to find yourself doing things that you would never, ever expect yourself to do. And part of it is about having compassion for humanity. And it's going to bring you the most healing joy than you've ever had in your life. But you still have to finish out this soul window up until about 44, 45, 46, somewhere around there. You're still going to just be steady on. And I know that you feel kind of stuck. The best way that you can do to deal with that is to start asking. Yeah, asking the divine powers to show you some books to read or some metaphysical teachers to start helping you awaken your soul, because it's kind of like your soul's been kind of mummied, you know, and restricted is really what I'm saying, so that you couldn't that you didn't have the kind of power that you had before. But when this restriction comes off, you will have learned what it's like to be in on the other side of that, so that without power, okay? And it's just going to be a joyful experience. You're going to do, like, all of a sudden you're going to decide, you know, I think I want to teach yoga. Oh, my God, I want to learn yoga and teach yoga. Or, you know, I want to paint. But there'll be joyful activities.
I have to pick up Greta, because when we have a guest, I got to have her on. And I know she's waiting. Mm-hmm. So I mm-hmm. would say, I mean, do you think that we can – I've got a half a page for you. I'm going to go over it quickly. I feel so badly, but when I have a guest, they're really waiting to do their readings, and I'm so excited to have Greta that I'm going to put her on and let her hear my last paragraph to you. Is that okay?
Okay.
Hello. Susan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, honey. Ah! Okay, well, here, I'm just going to tell you what I have. I have somebody here. She's your granny, two removed, which means she's not your grandmother. She's not your great-grandmother. She's your great-great-grandmother. And she says you really don't know her, but she knows you. She says, and this is before when you first got on the phone, she said your energy isn't high. Why you're stuck in your field, you feel you're stuck in your field. She loves to be noticed, but she is in the background. She loves people and animals, but will take no risks to let herself emerge. And she said, I was just like that. Needs to calm the earth energy. You need to, that's what you're here for. She needs to calm her spirit to attune to her karmic self this lifetime. And that's exactly what Susan was saying to you. And you were made to do the work that you did back then. You didn't like it. You did it trudgingly. But if you didn't do it, you would have been killed. So that's what why she is saying that, and why karmically you need to, you know, you need to work off that karmic imprint. And she also said, you didn't know me, but I watch over you, and I'm on your pillow. I'm by your head every night. And she said that there is something that's been passed down in your family. It was a watch and a ring. So she said, ask your mom about it, and you'll be able to find it. It was hers. Okay?
Okay.
Hey,
thank
I'm
you,
sorry.
Amy.
I'm
it was
late.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
I am so grateful. Greta, we're picking you up, girlfriend. Greta?
Hello, Bonnie and Susan. It's lovely to hear you.
Hi, Greta.
Hi, Greta.
Hi.
Hi, Greta. Hi, Greta.
I'm all excited to hear your voices again. I've just been listening to what you've been saying, and it's really good.
Oh, thank you. Well, Greta, we've known each other. We became friends, Facebook friends, and then Casadega friends. So we know each other, and I'm so excited to – you know, Susan used to work in Casadega, too. Not that you have worked, you know, both of
you.
Yes,
I did. Yeah, I did.
I know.
I worked there for about 5 years.
Wow.
And, you know,
we must have missed – well, I've only been over here just over 2 years, and I met Bonnie – sat outside Anne-Marie's place, and we had a conversation, and I just felt that I'd known Bonnie forever.
I know. See, you know what, Greta? She used to, that's where she was, too.
Wow.
It was Sixth Sense. So both of you
that's
didn't cross paths. but you would be in the same, like, place. And I adore you, Greta. You know that. And I adore John. And we had John on last week. And I am so excited. And since we didn't, you know, weren't able to get you right on it, too, I want you to tell everybody about you and tell them what you do and tell them what you've been doing, because it's so exciting to me. You are with the angels. You do your angels work, don't you?
I do, yeah. I'm primarily a healer. I'm a Reiki master. I work with angelic light in my healings. I do, which I haven't been able to practice since I came to America, actually, a form of healing called Ra Sheba, and that's from the ancient Egyptians.
I love that, Greta, because you know who I was Cleopatra. So I am sure in ancient Egypt, we knew each other. Hey, girlfriend, don't you laugh. You were there, too.
There you go. That's where we met.
Oh, I totally believe you, Bonnie. Totally.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate that. All right, go ahead, Greta, because Susan is my, she is my, go ahead.
I do ERT, emotional release therapy for animals. Although I haven't done the workshop or practiced, it just came to me. I connect heart to heart with the animals, and I've been quite successful in that as well. I'm a medium. I read the psychic tarot. I do several workshops with John. I do a Discover the Sacred Feminine workshop, which I'm sure a lot of your viewers would enjoy.
We got another guest that needs a big business card. Yay!
Yes! Yes! Okay.
Well, you know, small steps, Bonnie, small steps. And once we get this center open and running, then I'll leap forward, you know?
I know you're going to do well. I know that when this, I'm going to come visit you, and I know I'm going to drag Susan on up there.
That would be great. Well, you know, we've been frantically decorating and getting our home ready for guests, because we're going to start from our home. And, you know, John told you about the land we've been donated up in Maine, and eventually we will build a center up there. But for now, we'll have guests at our home. And John can do his workshop tonight. I know. I'm excited.
I'm so excited. Can I ask you, Greta, what you'd like to do today? I mean, do you do readings? Because I know somebody who's sitting on the phone waiting for you to do something.
I can do the psychic tarot and see what I pick up. That would be great.
Well, you've got Susan, girlfriend. She's going to be your guinea pig, and then we've got callers that you're going to get to.
Yes, I love being the guinea pig for these.
But wait a minute, I have to tell you, Greta, that before you do any of it, please tell everybody where to get a hold of you, so that they're able to get a hold of you.
Well, you can get us on the website, which is www.universalspiritualministries.org. Or you can friend us on Facebook. We always look forward to having new friends. On the website, you will find all the information of where we are. Although we're not doing as much traveling this year, but you know,
you were just in New York.
Great. We did a private thing in New York, and that was really successful. So, you know, we're doing things here and there, but concentrating more on our center.
Perfect. Greta, I'm going to hand you over to Susan. And then if you have a word or anybody comes in through me, you could do that too, because, see, she always is the guinea pig. But before I take a couple callers, because I have plenty on the board, I would like you to at least read for Susan, or tell her, or read her cards, or just anything that you can pick up from Susan.
Well, I'd like to call to Susan. Psychic tarot.
Is there any information that you need from me?
No.
No? It's like the angels already know all about me. That's obvious.
Yeah, well, I think you've established your place up there, Susan.
Yes, she has. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm
yes, especially Michael.
Don't you work with Michael? I work with Michael as well.
No, yeah, I'll tell you, he's my dude, he's my in-my-face, you know, hey, Susan, you know, and it's like I've had him as my teacher for quite a while.
Well, I've got a very interesting story about Archangel Michael that I will tell you another time or when we're off the air, but he came to me when I was on holiday in Cyprus, believe it or not, so that was an experience that I'll never forget, I'll tell you.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. If you work with Archangel Michael's energy, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. He's an in-your-face kind of angel, and it's like, you know, hey, snap to it, girl.
He takes no prisoners, let's put it that way.
Well, do you know what, though, Greta and Susan? I mean, I'm the perfect example because, see, I don't either. I mean, I'm always in your face, but I mean nicely and sweetly. But, you know, I'm like that. I'm always, you know, right up there. I want to do everything. I'm fearless. I mean, don't you think? I would love to work with Angel Michael. I know, I call on him, but don't you think I'm a perfect example?
You know, you are, Bonnie. But, you know, he'll work with anyone that asks. All you have to do is ask.
Yes, I do, and I do work with my angel. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Greta.
Your show, babe. Susan, I picked a card for you that was spiritual strength, which after listening to the reading that you've just given, I'm under no illusion that you already have it. This card's come forth to give you encouragement and to remind you about the inner strength that you have to help you complete whatever you've been working up to, which I feel at the moment there's a new venture coming your way. I think you've already got it formed in your mind, but you need to fine-tune it. I think you've got to have a bit more discipline. And I'm feeling a bit of tiredness around you as well. There's something... Nothing major that's making you tired. I think you're putting a lot of effort into something that's making you tired. I'm also feeling that you've been through a lot up to this point and you do have some scars. So the enlightenment that you've gained is an invaluable resource for you.
How's wow.
I agree with that.
A lot of experimenting... as well around you. I think you're looking for new avenues, and I feel that there is one coming quite soon in quite a big way.
But no matter what you say to me, Bonnie's going to own it. Because we're like a salt and pepper shaker now. Yeah.
Yes. Sorry.
I do feel very strongly, though, that there is something in the near future that is going to benefit you. Just have a little bit of patience with that one and find a bit more me time. I'm feeling that you're not finding enough me time. You need to get more
enough,
to nature.
Enough me time, did you say?
Me time, time for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Okay, well, how about me?
Oh, Bonnie, you're just a big bundle of joy.
Thank you, Greta. Thank you, honey. I love that because that's what I am. I mean, you know, think about it. That is the biggest compliment. I just want to cry when people say that because I really believe that's what I was here to do instead. Oh, okay. Well, do you see anything else, Greta, before
I feel that there's been a victory around you with something that you've been striving for. I almost feel it's almost in fruition, and it's going to change a lot of things around you. I'm wanting to say more in the media side of it as well. I'm feeling that there's going to be... a big transference of energies for you in that area. So I don't know. It's a victory and success that I'm feeling
so
for
excited.
You.
Oh, Greta, I would be so honored and happy and just in awe because that's exactly what I'm working on and that's exactly what we, Susan and I both want. And I can tell you that we are both moving forward, and to hear that, I mean, maybe I'm taking it as a really big, you know, leap, but I think what you're saying is that I'm going to, that something good is coming our way.
Yeah, well, this is what I'm feeling. I'm also feeling that there's a lot of influence around you. I'm almost feeling like a gentleman stepped in, quite tall, quite distinguished looking. I'm not sure whether it's a family member or whether it's a guide, but I can see in his hand that he's holding a scroll. To me, it's learning. So I think whatever this venture is that you're both going to go into, because I'm feeling, with you saying that, I'm feeling the link there now, that
yes.
This gentleman's going to help you. He's going to help you both.
Oh,
he's,
I love
he's going to
that.
Put things
yeah.
your way.
Contract! Yes! Oh, my goodness,
oh,
Greta.
Oh, okay.
That
would
be...
Could be a contract, yes.
Do you see any time on that? Because I know that's the next question my sister was going to ask you.
Well,
yes,
I was shown a number 9, so I'm not going to say 9 weeks. I'm going to say 9 months' time. I feel that an opportunity will come your way before that, but I'm feeling that this gentleman's just trying to say, just be careful, go over things, and be a bit more patient. You know, don't just jump into it. I think that's what he's saying. But there's definitely a scroll there, or a parchment, or as you said, a contract. But be cautious and be patient.
Oh, Greta, thank you. You are so wonderful. You know, I always knew I loved
yes,
you. From the minute I saw you, you are fabulous, fabulous, intuitive, psychic, medium, reader, and teacher. And I'm going to let one of our, actually, I've got a full board here, so I'm going to go to our next caller. And are you ready, Greta?
Okay. Yes, I'm ready.
Thank
okay.
you, Greta.
Thank you, Greta. I have 770-6845 on the line. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, you're speaking with Maddie. Hi, Greta. Hi, Susie.
Hi,
Maddie. Bonnie.
Hi,
Maddie. You have the great pleasure of having Greta. So,
yeah.
Hey, Greta, this is Maddie. Maddie, this is Greta.
Hi, Greta.
Hi, Maddie. Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How can I help you today?
Anything that you pick up will be fine with me.
Okay. Well, I'll choose a card for you and let's see how we go. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. The first card that I've picked up is linked to your heart chakra. I'm feeling that you've gone through some kind of emotional loss, a grieving of some kind.
I did go to has that had to be recently or it doesn't matter. I am going through some emotional
yeah.
stuff with a friend that
okay.
I thought, I kind of backed off. Because, I don't know, he confuses me some. He's a friend, just a friend. And we talk just about every day, but he confuses me sometimes. I ask him one question, and he twitches it and start talking about himself, and I get off the phone, and I'm like, what was that all about? Yes. In fact, he called today,
yeah.
but I didn't pick up. I said, I'm back off, let him be. Because I think because he's going through some stuff.
Yeah, well, you see, the emotional loss or the grieving is you don't have to lose somebody to spirit to grieve, or you can grieve over somebody when you feel there's been a change,
mm-hmm.
or it's a kind of emotional loss. And I'm feeling that you're holding a lot in your heart chakra. You know, I feel that you have quite unique gifts and abilities.
Yeah.
Am I right? Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm picking up that you are quite empathic, so you tend to take on other people's emotions as well.
That's exactly why I do not like listening to people gloom and doom.
Because you're empathic.
It messes with me, yeah.
Yeah. Well, all I can say to you is to focus all your positive energy on all the good things in your life.
And all the
things that you're grateful for.
And I'll try my best to do that.
Yeah, I also feel that you have a healing energy as well. Have you done any kind of healing?
I do massages occasionally.
Okay, well that's a healing energy. I would concentrate and try and put more time and effort into the healing, because when you are healing other people, you are also healing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you do, you go into that place. I know when I do healings, I go into a sacred place, and I can feel the energy going through me as well as the recipient. So I think if you focus all your energy on that aspect, you'll be more calmer. You'll be more calmer in your heart chakra, and you will have a bit more tolerance for people. Like you say, he's going through some things, picking up that he's been transferring a lot of his emotional energy onto you because you're empathic. You're like a sponge. You're soaking his energy.
Exactly.
So don't disregard him, because I know you're a healer. As a healer, talking to him, listening to him, you're helping him to heal.
Yes.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Try and have a bit more compassion. And when he's transferring his energy, just, you know, ask whoever you use or your guides, or just ask the angels to transfer some of your healing energy into his heart chakra. And you'll both find that you'll be more at peace, and things will probably start to settle down a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Okay, I remember. Okay, I will do that.
Okay, how's that?
Well, that is fabulous advice. Fabulous.
Yes. I hope you've gotten something out, Maddie, because it's really a pleasure to have Greta here, and we appreciate any kind of input she gives. But that was great input for you.
Oh, yes. I would definitely go back and listen to that on the archives.
Oh, you're so sweet, and we love having you. Please listen to our show. Go in and like us in our chat room. We love that. And please always, you know, you can call. And we ask you to have a fabulous, wonderful day. And, again, call back and let us know how everything works out for you, okay?
I will. Thanks, Greta. Thanks, Susie. And thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I love our callers, Greta. We have such fabulous callers, don't we, Susan? I mean, you know, I just love everybody. I'm going to take the next.
I know. They're so wonderful.
I know. And you should see everybody in chat. I mean, I want to shout out to all the chatters. I could read off your names, but I'm not going to. You just know that our energy is there with you, and we appreciate you being there. And thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for being with us. And we still have some more. So I'm going to take 203-1210. 203-1210. Who are we speaking with?
This is Barbara DeLong.
Hey, Barbara. Oh, my goodness. I've got to tell everybody, and Greta and Susan, because you don't know who. Maybe you do. Barbara has her own show. She is also very, 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 very gifted. And I am just proud and honored that she's here. I haven't talked to Barbara myself. So I'm so happy you're here, Barbara. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I have to tell you, though, I do fall on the side of Akashic Records.
You do? Okay. Well, if you don't mind, Greta, would you like to listen in? Because all three of us can, you know, can sit here afterwards. Okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Susan.
Okay. I'll try. I won't try to cut this short or anything, but I'll get as much information as I can. Barbara, how old are you?
I'm going to be 70 my next birthday.
Oh, fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Okay, you've been there, done that, experienced it, looked at it, picked it up, rolled it over, put it back down, and said, wow, what a ride.
That's where you are
right now. That's the soul window that you're in. You're out of cry on return and basically looking at your life and going, this is an amazing ride. And that's the energy that I pick up with you. What kind of a career have you had what you're doing now?
I taught school for 25 years, but I have for the last 50 years been a spiritual empath. I've done writing and documentaries and a whole bunch of other stuff, and still do.
Okay, so you are a writer and did you say you were empathic?
A spiritual empath, yes.
Okay. Okay, do you write books?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
I love her.
Okay. Yeah. Are you working on one now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, almost done?
No, almost started.
Get on it.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, because, what's wrong with you, girlfriend? You need to keep going.
Yeah, get on it. What I'm hearing from Spirit is that this is a very important book that you're writing. It's kind of like a recap. You've learned a lot of new things in the last couple of years, and they need to be shared. I mean, very much so, okay? And if you don't have a publisher, self-publish it. Get it out there.
I am a self-publisher. I am a publisher.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I picked up, self-publishing. What, can you tell
me Greta,
the name of it?
Do you have a book?
Yes.
No, I'd love to write a book. I'd love to write a book on my coming over here, actually. That's been an experience. Can I just say to Barbara, I'm picking up very strongly for you that now's the time to tap into the powerful knowledge of others, as well as using your inner resources that are around you at the moment. And I'm also feeling, Spirit are impressing on me that this is going to be like a life story of your spiritual journey. Am I right?
Yes. Thank you, Greta. Thank you. That's absolutely spot on.
Yeah.
I'm keeping my mouth shut. Because I can't, there's too many powerful people on this line. So go right ahead, girlies. Go.
I'm feeling that you're going to take your time with it. You're not going to rush it. I'm feeling there's been a lot of indecision around you over this book, but just bear in mind that you have a lot of high spirit helping you to complete this book, and it will be very successful.
Well,
yes.
Thank you.
This is a big one. I mean, this is...
Yeah, I guess that's going to be my book.
Let me make an announcement right now before we go any further. One thing I love about Bonnie is that Bonnie has no ego problems. She asked me when she goes... She says, why is it that I don't have any self-confidence problems? I said, the only problem that she has with her ego is that her ego tells her, why can't I do that? Well, how come I don't have that? Well, why didn't I write that?
That's right.
You know, yeah, we should all have Bonnie's self-confidence.
Well, that's okay, Barbara, because you know what? If that book is that successful, I'm going to claim it as mine anyway. But go ahead.
she's gonna make you put a little byline. If it wasn't for Bonnie, this book would have never been.
Yay! I love that. Okay, go ahead.
So, getting back to this book, can you give me the name of it?
Well, actually, there are several that are being written. There's one on giants. There's one called When the Paranormal Becomes Normal, and then there's one called The Seasons of My Soul.
The Business of what?
The Seasons of My Soul.
That sounds
okay.
The Seasons of My Soul.
That's the one I was looking for, The Seasons of My Soul. That's it? That's the one. Okay. All right, and the last question that I want to ask you is what your gifts and also what you like the most about yourself.
Gifts. Well, I'm a little psychic and definitely spiritually oriented. I'm a teacher. I'm a Reiki master. I would say that humility and certainly compassion and empathy, and I'm very down to earth. And what I like about myself, I like my sense of humor. I think that helps me in my teaching. And I'm always seeking more information. So there's a sense of curiosity here that I think is one of my gifts, actually.
Did you say that you were?
Sorry.
Hello.
You
Hi. Yeah. Did you say you were bound to earth?
No, I said that I was down to earth.
Yes, Susan.
Okay.
Because you must be hearing from the
yeah.
angels or something. That one.
Yeah. Because I mean, it was like I heard it in a completely different voice. That's what I said. Did you say you were bound to earth? Okay. And I'm going to ask Greta if she can confirm this with me. You have a major angelic strain through you. Major. I believe that you have angelic DNA. All right. And part of when the book opened, basically I saw scrolls coming out. I mean, mounds and mounds and mounds of scrolls, like old-fashioned learning scrolls of the life library. Okay, of the ability to open those scrolls and share with humanity the secrets of what we're here about. I mean, what life is about. This awakening process, and you have because of this angelic energy, you don't own it. Okay, it's not your knowledge. It's not your, look what I know. It's like you have. They're showing me a movie. I have a guy that loves the movies, okay? If you've ever watched a movie, and if you haven't, it's a nice movie. It's great. It's called Casters, Witches, okay? And it's called Beautiful Creatures, all right? And there's a scene where there's this book that only if you have the correct coding, Caster DNA coding, that the book will open and reveal its writing to you. Otherwise, no one can open the book, and if it did open, the pages are blank. That's what your DNA coding shows, is that all these scrolls are coming out, and it's like, and you have the ability to interpret information being given, and it's angelic, really strong angelic. The other thing is that as I saw all of these scrolls, there's wood underneath there, okay? And I'm just going to throw this out there, okay? And what that wood represents to me is that it's a crucifix, okay? So it is part of that you were a teacher during the time of when Jesus walked the earth. And
another one?
Oh yeah, we're all over. It's like I told you, we're awakening, all of us, we're awakening.
I know, but and, I mean, here we can introduce her to somebody we know that was there too. So I mean, it's just
yeah,
so cool.
You know, Yeah, and I think that you were part of the Essene group that he belonged to. It's not that you were one of his prophets or your, you know, anything like that, but he was Jesus was an Essene priest, and I believe that you were part of that sect. And what that was about is that they were about knowledge and learning and acquiring information to teach humanity about who we really are. And that is your mission on this earth, and you've done a mighty fine job.
Well, I do have a website, and that's BarbaraDeLong.com, and there are hundreds and hundreds of pieces of information there that are teaching. So thank you.
Exactly. It's like the scrolls and the scrolls and the scrolls and that angelic energy. The only reason that you can do that is it because you're angelic coded. Would you agree with me on that, Greta?
Yeah, definitely. She's definitely got a lot of high energy working with her, and I keep getting the message for you, Barbara, is to use the inner resources that are within you, which means you already have the information there. You just have to go into your place and let them send it through. And I do feel that when you're typing or using the computer that they're going to give you the words and help you to do this book.
Well, I do channel, and everything I've written has been channeled. So
great. So we're on the right track. So, you know, I do feel a lot of success around you with this book.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's not the first one that I'm working on, but it is one of them that I am working on.
It's going to be the major book.
Okay.
Well, you can always give it to me. You know, Barbara, you can always give it to me.
You
if you have a couple of them.
See what I mean? It's like, you know, it's like, well, you know, if it's going to be a success, put my name on it.
Yes. Well, Barbara, you know, I'm just throwing it out there because the other, you know, everybody's telling you this, but I don't mind taking it. If you have other books that you're working on, as long as you finish it and then put my name on it, I do not mind taking it. Okay?
I will definitely keep that in mind.
Good.
All right. Well, I just have a real quick thing to say real quick because I know I'm not going to get many words in here. And I'm so happy because, Greta, do you have anything else to tell her? Because, you know, I love having you. We're taking advantage of you being here. And I still, you know, I'm still in awe of you. So is there anything else that you would like to tell Barbara before?
I'm just being impressed that Barbara has another journey to take, and she is going to change the way people think with this new book. She's going to bring all her experiences, and she's also going to write about other people's experiences in this book as well. It's going to be an accumulation of all the knowledge that she's collected over the years. So,
that's what I picked up. Yeah, right from the beginning. Yeah, been there, done that, saw that. Yep.
Great. Congratulations.
Susan and Greta, I got to ask you a question. Do you see her using me in that book?
She's going to write a little blurb in the front. Thank you, Bonnie.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you, Barbara.
Same at last.
Yes,
what is it? So let it be written, so let it be done, huh?
I did pick
up a few things, and I'm just going to say it real quick, then we're going to go to Greta because I want to, she does have a workshop. I mean, I am so excited, girls, because, you know, she's got her husband, who I adore. He was here last week, but she knows I adore both of them. So don't get jealous, Greta, because, you know, I got a husband, but I'm only kidding.
I'll share.
Yeah, I know you will, and he's such a nice guy, and I do really adore both of you. But you know what, Barbara, they're going to have for advanced mediumship, you know, like the Harry Potter school. I would call it the Harry Potter school, the Arthur Finley's. They're building something like that in Maine to have advanced mediums learn trumpet mediumship and all kinds of things. I think that's so cool because we really, you know, when we want to go somewhere, that's going to be a retreat, and it's going to be really cool. But here, I do have something for you, Barbara. I'm sure you have it for yourself and really don't need me, but I am going to tell you in case you do put that blurb in the book. I have a woman here. She comes to me. I don't know if it's your, you know, I don't hear a once removed or twice removed, so I'm almost thinking it's either your grandmother or your mother. So do you still have your mom in the earth plane?
No.
Okay, then it's your mom. Because I don't, usually they'll say once removed, twice removed. I don't like to say it because I see all people with like gray hair or they have dyed hair. So I never can tell sometimes unless they tell me once or twice removed. So anyway, mm-hmm. She said that you come in enlightened, that you were really not from them. Like when you say, okay, well, my mom had this or my dad had this, they say that you chose them to come down here with and that you are your own being. And they came here to support you in whatever that you needed in your childhood. I don't know how you grew up or what, you know, how your childhood was, but they came to support you in your childhood. And they said, your mother said, well, we fed her right. She was a happy little soul. And she quiets people around her. And then I heard when Susan was talking about the wood, she walks on water with her followers. Meaning, and so funny because when she started with the wood, that's exactly what came out. And what she means by your followers or your students and everybody that comes into contact with you, they really like you. They listen. She talks, they listen is what she said, which means that to me and probably to anybody else listening, and I make it so simple, but maybe it is simple. She said whoever you are with or whoever listens to you really listens, understands, and they don't forget what you say. So there's your parents. I hope that, well, actually your mom, I hope that that has given you or that you can relate to any part of that because she was here.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. She doesn't often come through.
Yeah, she doesn't. And what she's saying is she wanted you to know because, you know, some people, like you heard me say, some people will say, she got that gift from me. She got the, you know, they all take credit for it. But she's really strong, and I don't know if they had any gift. What she said is you came down here, you picked them to support you. So there's really, they don't think the link is right there. That's what they're saying, which would support the link of you being, you know, more of an angelic, you know, a DNA form. And they were really happy. Why did she say we fed her right? Was there something about your diet? Because they're laughing.
Well, I did eat well, but, you know,
That's all I need. They said they fed her right, which I guess means, and they're laughing, which means it's, a, you know, they're not like really, they're not sternly saying that, meaning that they spent all their money on you eating, but they're saying it as a joke, like not as a joke, but as funny, like maybe because you ate three meals or maybe because they always, you liked your mom's cooking, but whatever they said is, that's what they said. We fed her right, and she's just laughing. So I do want you to know that she watches out over you. I think you know that. She does have other jobs that she goes to, which is why you don't see her a lot. And mm-hmm. she's saying she doesn't hang out at your pillow. She wants you to know that. So I hope that, you know, we've given you some insight today, Barbara, because you have enough of your own.
You certainly did. I was just sort of curious. You know, everybody has their own way of perceiving their purpose and where they came from and stuff like that. And it's always nice to listen to somebody who doesn't know you to give you the information that they have access from. So that was fun. Thank you so much.
You're
quite welcome.
Again,
thank you.
Yeah,
thank you,
again, Barbara. And again, Barbara, if you decide that, you know, the book is too much for you to really take credit for and you do finish it and you think some other book is better, my name.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. If you ever get to the point where you think that maybe Bonnie channeled the book for you, then, you know, do the
right thing. Yes, do the right thing, Barbara.
I am sure that you would be an interesting representation of the work that I do.
Thank you.
Yeah, you'd know if Bonnie was channeling the book because you'd go, what the heck?
Yeah, I would. I would absolutely love the pleasure to do that. But I know that you are more capable, as much capable and wonderful as you are. So we wish you all the luck. We love your book. My big thing is I love signed copies of books. Susan gave me one, and I had a guy on here that had really very good energy that we were talking about that you might have been in from the era from, and he also sent me a signed copy. So if you do make it really, it strikes this book, and you really think about me, send us a copy because we'd love to endorse it for you.
I will let you know. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, bye, Barbara.
Bye, Barbara.
Bye, Barbara.
Oh, Greta. I don't have time to take another caller, but I do have time to tell people how to find you. And if you, you know what, I was thinking about that scroll man in my life. Maybe that scroll man is going to give me another gift. What do you think?
Well, you never know. You never know what spirit have in store for you. So, you know,
I know. I'm so excited. And you know what? We don't have enough time, but you do know that if you want to have your Akashic records, or really Susan says Akashic, that you could, we will take you. We'll take you after the scenes for being such a sweet and wonderful guest.
Thank you.
So if you decide you want that, I'm offering it for Susan and me. Right, Susan?
I'd love to, Susan. Really?
Oh, I would love that. Absolutely.
That would be great. Thank you.
Well, Greta, can you call? We will take you first thing tomorrow. If you would, do you want it on the air? Do you mind it on the air? Would you prefer?
I don't mind at all.
It?
No, that would be exciting.
Okay.
What time would you like me to call? Anytime.
1 o'clock. We'll take you first.
1 o'clock.
Susan will be rocking and rolling.
Oh, yeah, I think our listeners are fascinated when they hear people that are so amazingly gifted as you, Greta, and to see actually what you have written for yourself. I mean, I think that they're really interested in that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Excited.
Yes. we're so excited, Greta, because then we get to see inside your Akashic record, and I get to, like, fly over or crawl in from behind it and just think of all the secrets we might see. But don't you worry.
Oh.
We love you. We would never reveal any secrets that you don't want revealed, but yes, we will, so it's okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm not promising that.
Oh, yes, you are, sister.
I'm
crawling
as I see it.
Yes.
That's how I like it.
And well, you know what, Greta, you're going to be number one. You're going to be first, and we so appreciate it. I'm going to give you, we have about 2 minutes, I'm going to give you the chance to tell everybody about where they can reach you, what you will do for them, and then we are going to wait to take you as first caller tomorrow. We're so excited.
Right.
And we're just honored that you're here.
Oh,
and
how
we thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie and Susan. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can you tell everybody? We have 90 seconds,
yeah,
Greta. Tell everybody where to find you.
Okay, you can contact us on Facebook, either Reverend John Lilic or Greta Lilic, or www.universalspiritualministries.org. Look at our website, see what we have to offer. John does private readings. I've just launched myself doing private readings by email or phone. So just take a look and, you know, if there's something there for you, John does classes. And when we open our center, as soon as we open our center, we're going to have guests coming and staying and taking classes, probably weekend classes.
Oh, we love
we'll let you know.
Greta,
we'll let you know.
We love that. And you know, you're welcome back here. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Susan,
great.
I love you,
thank
girlfriend.
You. Thank you.
You, Greta, from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Greta. Bye-bye.
Okay, Susan, I just want us to say, hey, everyone, we are so happy you're with us. Thank you, all our callers and listeners. Thank you, Greta, for joining us. Susan, I love you. And
yeah,
I, everybody,
love
have
you
a
too.
Great night.
See you tomorrow.
Love is in the air. Love is in the air, my girlfriend.
Bye. Oh.